My name is Kiri Sickler, and I am a public health nurse, immunization coordinator, and the Family Health and Communicable Disease Program Coordinator with the Marathon County Health Department.
All right. Let's start off with August being Immunization Month. And obviously, this is because this is when a lot of kids are just getting ready to start going back to school and getting into a position where they could catch diseases.
This National Immunization Awareness Month, like you said, was a great time because kids are thinking of going back to school, not only, you know, kindergarten age, which is an age where we typically think of kids needing shots, but also the adolescent age is an important age group that sometimes gets missed or forgot about because there are several vaccines at that adolescent age, like 11, 12 years of age, that they are able to receive as well. And also kids heading off to college. There's also several vaccines that kids looking at, you know, living in the dorms or not even living in the dorms, just heading to college in general, should make sure that they are up to date on as well.
Let's start off with the youngest set. That would be the kindergarten and 4K students, which are looking for their last round of boosters. Am I right on that one?
Correct. Yep. Those going into kindergarten, they will typically need booster doses of the DTaP, the polio, MMR, and the varicella, which is also the same as chickenpox. And those are required for school entry.
Mm-hmm. What about the crowd that are heading in to elementary, junior high, that age of children?
Junior high, middle school, depending on the school district. The TDAP, which is the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, or otherwise known as whooping cough, that one is required now in school, along with two doses of the varicella or chickenpox vaccine. So both of those would be doses that a student would need entering into that grade level.
Mm-hmm. All right. When we're looking at college-age students, what sets of shots should they be getting before they head off to the dorms?
There's different shots that a person going into college should look at. One that most people think about is meningococcal vaccine, but we are seeing it being pushed more now at the adolescent visit, so meaning like between 11 and 12 years of age or sometime throughout their high school career, especially if they're involved in sports or group activities, because the risk for meningitis is still out there. But you definitely want to look at it if your child is heading off to college, especially living in dorms, are going to be involved in team sports or other group activities. So that's a big one. The other one that a child or young adult should receive is the HPV or human papillomavirus vaccine. And that one is both now for males and females. Once again, that can be given at an earlier age. But if they haven't received it yet and heading off to college, that's one to look at in addition as well. And hepatitis A, and that one can be given earlier as well, and that's something that could be given going to college in addition to the Tdap, which most kids should already have because that one was required for schools.
That's a lot of explanation about the what of vaccines, but let's talk about the why of vaccines. Why should we be getting these vaccinations before students go to school?
Sure. You definitely want to get the vaccines, I mean, not only to protect the individual receiving vaccines, but also to protect the community or to protect those who are not able to receive vaccines themselves for different medical conditions. You know, if they are, for instance, undergoing chemotherapy or if they are taking certain drugs that suppress their immune system, some of those individuals are not able to receive vaccines. So they depend on the rest of the community to, you know, basically protect them from getting these vaccine-preventable diseases. Some people, you probably have heard of it, it's called herd immunity. So that it's important not only to protect yourself, but also to protect the community as well.
One of the important ones, of course, is whooping cough, which we have been seeing an increase in simply because people have been not getting vaccines
right. Because
of whatever reasons they feel that they shouldn't need to get a vaccine. But we've been seeing an influx of pertussis because of this.
That is right. Yep. We've been seeing a lot of cases of pertussis. Last year especially, we had lots of cases of pertussis coming in. And we are still having some cases this year as well. And the thing with pertussis is, some of the adults can have pertussis and not really know what they think. May think they just have a cold or you know, a cough that doesn't go away for a while. And then they can actually pass that on to a young child or an infant, and that infant's really going to become ill. So, you know, once we see it starting, then it starts spreading, and then that's when you start to see outbreaks of it. So really pushing, you know, for the adults to get that Tdap, not only those kids going into school, but the adults, the grandparents, the aunts and the uncles, you know, anybody who's going to, you know, anybody in general, but especially those who are going to be around babies or infants. We are really striving for that. So definitely always a concern, and definitely always making sure that a person has Tdap on board.
When we're looking at vaccinations, obviously families can get those through their medical provider, but that if they don't have one or if they don't have the insurance, they can come to the county for some help. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. As of October 1st, there were some changes. In the past, the health department was able to administer vaccines to essentially anybody that walked through the door. But October 1st of 2012, there were some changes that took place that we are now only able to administer vaccines to those that are on MA or Badger Care, those with no health insurance, those that are Alaska Native or American Indian, or those that have health insurance but it does not cover vaccines. It is a bit confusing. Some people think that they don't have coverage even though they may have a high deductible, for instance, say like $2,500 or $5,000. So essentially they are paying out of pocket for those vaccines. But unfortunately, they're still considered covered by insurance, so we are not able to provide vaccines for them, and they would have to seek out the vaccines at a physician or their you know, medical home. But we are able to provide vaccines for those, you know, that are in the Medicaid or Badger Care uninsured. At this point in time, we can provide any pertussis-containing vaccine, so including the Tdap, to anybody. So that we can still give to anybody regardless of insurance status. So we're a little limited, but, you know, because pertussis, we did have the outbreak and it's still a concern, we definitely want to give Tdap vaccine or any pertussis-containing vaccines to as many people as we can.
If we're looking for more information about vaccines in Marathon County, where do we go?
Yep, you can call the health department at 715-261-1900. We do have several different immunization clinics at different times of the day at different sites. We do have some outlying sites in the western part of the county and southern part of the county. And we are an appointment-based clinic, so we do appreciate a call to schedule an appointment.